Hello, you are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Local Motion, our weekly public affairs show. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for joining us. On this edition of Local Motion, we will be talking about a measure that appears on the Delta County ballot. Most county residents should receive their mail-in ballots this week. Here on Local Motion, we'll be discussing Delta County Public Library Ballot Issue 7A. The Delta County Library District is asking voters to approve a mill levy increase to maintain existing services and to meet the increased demand for additional services. To help us unpack this ballot measure and talk about what it means, three special guests visited the KVNF studios on October 8th. First, they introduce themselves to our listeners.
Hi, my name is Tracy Einott, and I am the Communications and Outreach Administrator for Delta County Libraries.
Hi, Jess Deegan. I'm a Crawford representative to the Delta County Library Board of Trustees, and I'm here because I think it's an important mission.
And I'm Rebecca Pearson. I'm a resident here of Paonia and a weekly patron of the libraries.
Okay, and we'll go ahead and just get started with some questions. We're going to start off and talk a little bit about the history of the library. How long has the library district been around? When was it established? And what are its sources of funding?
Delta County Libraries supports five libraries in Delta County: Cedar Ridge, Crawford, Delta, Hotchkiss, and Paonia. All five libraries were started independently in order to make their communities stronger. The Delta Women's Club started raising money in 1909 and finished building the Delta Carnegie Library in 1912. The Hotchkiss Women's Wednesday Club founded the Free Reading Room in Hotchkiss in 1909. The Cedar Ridge Women's Literacy Club established Cedar Ridge Library in 1911. And in 1932, a school teacher, along with groups of girl reserves, began collecting books for the Paonia Community Library. Crawford Library opened in 1981 as part of a cooperative program with Delta County Joint School District 51. The communities in Delta County started their libraries, built them, and have supported them through the years. The Library District formed in 1994, which marked a major change in the way the libraries are funded. Delta County Public Library District is a special district. The property tax levy income it receives is used only for Delta County libraries. Property tax revenue funds approximately 70% of the library district's revenue stream. Delta County government funds approximately 10% of the district's revenue, and the balance of funding comes from miscellaneous sources, which include fines for overdue or lost items, donations, and small grants. The library district is not a division of the county government nor any other local municipality. The last time the library district had a mill levy increase was in 1997. Currently, the library district receives three mills. However, the amount of revenue that the library district receives from the three mills is determined by a number of factors and fluctuates depending on those factors. It has been steadily declining in recent years, and we expect it to continue declining in the future. Since 2011, funding for Delta County libraries from both public and private sources has declined by $667,000. A significant portion of this decrease is the result of an amendment to the state constitution called the Gallagher Amendment, which automatically lowers the amount of residential property taxes that special districts like Delta County Libraries can collect from residential property owners. So while the market value of residential property in Delta County has increased over time, the assessment rate has decreased from 30% to 7.15% since the Gallagher Amendment was passed in the 1980s. The library district tried for a mill levy in 2013 and failed.
Can I add something to that? And maybe we're going to get to it, but I think one of the critical components in everything she said was the fact that These were all started by the communities. That's how important libraries are to the world. And if we don't continue to fund those, kind of the basis of the United States, in my opinion, is gone. I mean, one of the things that's great about us is our ability to go and get knowledge of any type, anywhere, and be able to access it and have someone help you. That doesn't happen without the libraries there. When I hear that every community kind of pulled these together and started them, it gives me goosebumps. And I know you can't see that on the radio, but that's just an amazing piece of our history and our culture that exists across this country. And it won't exist if we don't keep our libraries there, I think.
Do you have any thoughts about why the mill levies have such a hard time passing? You said the last one was in 1997, and you tried for one in 2013. Other than just the obvious, a lot of people in Delta County are real hesitant to vote for mill levy increases for anything. Do you think that there is a specific reason why these ones for the library had a hard time passing?
I can speak to that. I think that in order for us to pass a mill levy for the library district, the voters of Delta County need to have good information. They need to have good information about the financial hardship that we're facing. They need to have good information about the services that we provide. And they need to have good information about what's going to happen if the mill levy doesn't pass in November. So I feel like we can always do a better job helping to inform the people of Delta County about what we're doing and why and what is needed to continue offering the services that we provide for all of Delta County.
That was Tracy Einot for the Delta County Public Libraries. If you're just joining us here on KVNF, you're listening to Local Motion, our weekly public affairs show. In this edition of Local Motion, we're discussing Delta County Public Library Ballot Issue 7A, which asks voters in Delta County for an increase in the mill levy of 2.7% to maintain existing services and to provide additional services. As Einot mentioned, the library district currently collects a 3% mill levy. While increasing it by 2.7%, as the ballot measure proposes, might seem like almost doubling the district's mill levy, board member Jess Deegan said that's not actually the case.
I don't want to say doubling the mill. We're restoring the mill. Because of the way the state has structured taxes, and not because of Tabor, nobody wants to get rid of Tabor, but it's Gallagher that keeps restricting what the library can receive. In the past, the libraries could simply say, look, we're losing money because of the way Gallagher functions, and we need some more money. Now we have to go to Tabor, and people simply don't want to do the taxes. Tracy, go ahead.
Well, so what we receive right now is 3 mills. And like I said earlier, that amount that we get from the 3 mills is not a set or sustainable amount. That amount is impacted annually by various factors, including the Gallagher Amendment. That is the amendment to the state constitution that has been ratcheting down the amount that we can collect based on that assessment rate. Since 2011, having lost $667,000 of operating revenue, our library board of trustees decided that it was necessary to look for some sustainable funding for the libraries. So as a result of those declining revenues, Delta County Libraries has reduced service hours from 245 service hours per week to 169 service hours per week. That's been since 2011. But despite the reduction in service hours, our libraries continue to be very busy places. And the people of Delta County want us to provide these services. And I would go as far as saying the people of Delta County want us to restore the hours and services that have been lost since 2011. And I can speak to a little bit to the usage of the libraries. We hear sometimes, oh, do people still use libraries anymore? And of course, that comes maybe from non-library users. But in 2018, Delta County Libraries had over 208,000 people walk through the doors. And that doesn't include people who use our 24-hour Wi-Fi access, which is near the library buildings every day, all day long. It also doesn't consider the outreach that we provide to the community. through which we reach thousands more students, seniors, and more. In 2018, the libraries circulated over 75,000 children and teen items. More than 14,000 children and teens attended over 600 youth programs offered by Delta County Libraries. We circulated over 125,000 books, over 15,000 ebooks, over 20,000 audio and e-audiobooks. So Delta County reads, in one way or another, over 161,000 local library books per year. We had over 32,000 user sessions on our computers. That's 88 every day of the year. Over 20,000 people participated in our programs in 2018, and our active library users has increased each of the last 5 years from just over 7,300 in 2013 to nearly 10,000 in 2018. So if someone asks me, are people still using the libraries? My answer is absolutely. Come on over and see us, and you'll see for yourself how busy we are.
If there is a non-user who is wondering about this, I would just encourage them to go visit one or more of the libraries and see how much it's used. As a patron, I see it used all the time, and I would encourage them to do that.
And there are tons of times when someone asks me a question, there are two responses. Go to the internet, and if you don't have the internet, go to the library, because you're going to find the information. Many of us that live more rural in our county don't have that internet access. There are tons of times I'm at my own library because that's the quickest way I can get the information I need. And I know my background's an academic professor, so understanding getting information is really critical to my life and kind of who I am. And I think it should be everybody's.
Let's go ahead and stick with that and talk about some of these services. The ballot language says to maintain existing services and to meet the increased demand for additional services, which may include increasing operating days and hours, growing youth learning activities and services, expanding book and digital collections, funding necessary technology upgrades and building maintenance, enhancing adult education and senior services. Is this mill levy increase required more to keep services that we have or to bring on these new services that you would like to expand?
It's both. It's both. And the reason for that, back in early March, we conducted a public opinion poll, and the results of that poll helped our board and district staff decide the direction. And what we heard from the public was that they want us to restore lost service hours and increase these services, particularly for youth and seniors. So it's both. A yes vote will mean that we will restore lost service hours and expand programs and services across the county. Our focus areas are expanding youth literacy and learning opportunities, adult education, senior outreach, and we will broaden our collection of books and other materials. It will also provide the funding necessary to maintain and upgrade technology and facilities. On the other side of that, a no vote means that we will immediately close each of the 5 libraries for a full day of service. That will reduce our service hours from 169 service hours per week to 129 service hours per week. There will be significant cuts to youth programs and adult education. A majority of outreach programs will be discontinued. There will be reduced funding for books, technology, and other materials.
That's painful. It hurts me to hear those things.
It hurts me to say those things.
Me too.
Obviously, I think a lot of people want to know, if the measure doesn't pass, will one or more of the library facilities in the county have to close?
That is a question that everyone wants the answer to. I can tell you that at this time, the board does not plan to close any of the libraries.
And I'll confirm that. The board, the last thing we want to do is remove a library from a community. We want to make everyone have more access, not less. But there are limits to what you can do with the amount of money you have. Just like at home when you need to buy groceries, you can only buy so many groceries with the cash you have on hand. And we're at that point. We can only do so much with what we have. And if we want to continue for everyone, that means everyone has to suffer a little bit. Or we could pass this mill levy and try to make things back the way they used to be and give us a little bit more access to things.
And you are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Local Motion, our weekly public affairs show. So far in this edition, we've talked about the language of Delta County Public Library Ballot Issue 7A, as well as discussing the history and funding mechanisms of the libraries. Next, we asked our guests to offer their personal testimonies about why they like the libraries and why they think libraries are important. Here's library patron Rebecca Pearson.
My family moved here about 6 years ago, and we've been weekly patrons of the library pretty much since the day we moved here. And it's been a phenomenal resource for us, both adults and children. We go to story time pretty much weekly for the last 6 years. It's been a way to integrate us into the community, which is priceless. It's also been a way for my children to learn the love of reading and to meet friends. In addition to story time, we love to go to the other branches as well. For instance, right now, the Crawford branch has a whole bunch of big, giant foam blocks. And my kids love to go there. They love to build life-size marble runs, check out the new books. I don't know how many people have noticed, but all the different libraries have different resources. So you won't find the same books in Crawford as you will in Paonia or in Delta. And my kids love to discover new books at each library. Plus, we've attended Lego Club in Hotchkiss and the story walks at the Crawford Reservoir. It was just phenomenal. In addition to that, both my husband and I have participated in the summer reading program for adults, and our kids have participated too. But it's wonderful for us to have adult programming, because the adult programming, you know, it forces me to sit down and read a book in the summer. And that's really vital to, I think, keeping your mental health, because you have to sit down, you have to relax, and you get to enjoy something. So that's been really important. And also, you know, the beautiful part about this is that the library is available to everybody and these programs are free, which is amazing for a family like ours on a budget. There's no possible way we could afford to rent or buy all the books and the movies or pay to attend the programming if we had to. There's no way we could do this. So the library opens up a whole world of possibilities for us. And it's really important for us. And I think it's priceless for Delta County.
And don't forget, if we don't have it, we can contact another library in the Western Slope and get it for you.
In the whole state,
yes.
Really.
And Jess, why don't you tell us about your personal thoughts?
Well, I'm a retired professor of psychology. So I'm used to having a lot of information and going to the library almost on a daily basis. When I first moved here, they said, oh, your internet access will take a month. First thing I did was drive to the library, sit outside, just like most people, and I opened my computer because I had to do some things that I just couldn't do from my house. I continue to do that. There are days when I need fast access. I drive into Crawford. I live about 3 miles out. I drive in. I do everything I need to on my computer in the library. I go in and help. Now it's a place for me to give talks. I give talks on dementia. I do tech support there, so I get to use some of the knowledge I have and share it with others. That's an opportunity for me to teach, but I'm teaching within the library, and I think that's really, really cool. When I instructed, I would send students to the library because I thought it was so important. Now the library is another resource for me. So I go there, I use the internet access, I borrow books from it, I put them on my Kindle. I walk through, I see a book that I haven't seen before, like the new books. You pick it up, you start browsing. I'm getting goosebumps again. There's something about being in a library and seeing those things pop out and going, wow, I never thought of that. And you start reading it. That's what the library means to me. And that's why I'm on the board.
The libraries are very near and dear to my heart. I have my personal story, and somehow that is integrated into all of the other stories that I've witnessed of how libraries can change people's lives. For me, personally, it's been a place where I have been able to go to get internet to apply for jobs. For my family, the libraries have been hugely a part of my children's lives. My son, who is 8 years old, grew up going to story times, and he was a reluctant reader. So story time brought music and hands-on activities and movement and a loving librarian who just embraced him, whether or not he could sit there through a story. And then the great thing is when he started preschool, his same librarian was coming to his preschool to do story times. And then in kindergarten, again, the same librarian. So that relationship, not only to books, but to the library staff and to the community, it opened up the community to him. And then when my daughter was born, my son was invited to come in and read a story at the story time my daughter was at. And so it just kind of came full circle, and watching him up there being able to read now to the children who are coming, it's been an amazing part of our lives. It really always will be. That's my story. And my story is one of thousands.
Thanks for listening to Local Motion here on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. I'm Eric Gould with KVNF News. Next in our discussion about Delta County Public Library Ballot Issue 7A, we'll talk with our guests about some of the other issues surrounding this ballot measure. I think what we'll do now is there are some tough questions I want to ask you, and just see what you respond with. Any one of you can give an answer if you want. And just looking here at the Delta County ballot measure, you know, the Gallagher Amendment is really tough on every district. And here on the Delta County ballot, the Fire District in Surface Creek is asking for a mill levy increase. Delta County Schools is asking one to replace their bus fleet and improve their transportation. Then there's the library one. And then the Delta Police is also asking for a sales tax increase. So of all of these, you know, these are important services for everyone. And a lot of people might say that, well, they can only afford an increase for one, and so they would only pick one. And if that was the case, why do you think they should choose the library?
Can I say I think that's a bad trichotomy, if you want to call it that? To ask to put one against the other is really asking you to put safety against education. These are totally different things or items. I think what each person needs to ask is this really important to me, each item independently, and make a decision about that item. Don't weigh one against the other. I mean, libraries serve an important function, but am I going to say that's more important than public safety? I think people would say you're crazed. Public safety is really important, but is that more important than educating our youth? I would argue that one, but I'm an academic. So I think you have to look at each of these independently for yourself and say, do I think that's a valuable service for our county? And if I do, then I'm going to bite the bullet and say, yes, you know, I'm going to pay a little bit more taxes because I think this is important. I'm going to do the same thing when I look at public safety, all the issues, the school district. I don't currently have children in school. I have grandchildren. They're not in school here, but schools are important. Can I weigh that against all the other things? Independently, I think, is the way I have to do it for myself. That's the way I'm going to look at it.
These are all important services, and they're all deserving of sufficient funding. I think it's important to choose to support the library because the library serves every single person in Delta County. There's no one that it doesn't serve. And the library is also already operating on decreased staff time, decreased hours, decreased resources. And to support this levy will restore some of those things and make it available for everyone in Delta.
We talked a little bit about those residents in Delta County who don't use the library. Let me just put it in blunt terms. Why should someone who doesn't use the library support this ballot measure?
For me, it goes back to the fact that libraries are kind of at the core of about what our country is about, which is freedom of expression, freedom of information, freedom of everything. Without the library to provide those information resources and people to help you find them, I think a critical component of our country is gone. I don't want to overstate that, but I really do believe it's kind of the, I mean, when I think about libraries, I really do get this feeling of it being representation of what we are all about, which is freedom. And I'd hate to see that go away in any way.
You know, I understand that not everybody uses the library, but I guarantee that everyone in Delta County knows somebody who does, and knows somebody to whom the library is a very important part of life. For instance, a neighbor or a child or a family member. And without access to the library, those people would feel a gaping hole. So I would encourage non-users to go and visit the library, see what it offers, see all the different programs, and participate, and then support it, because even if they are not going to use the library, someone they know and love will.
I could add to that. I feel that libraries are important cornerstones of a healthy community, and that we all benefit from that. They give people equal opportunity to search for information, find jobs, research topics, experience new ideas, get lost in wonderful stories, while at the same time providing a sense of place for gathering. And I know all of our libraries do that. They're hubs in their communities. So the libraries in Delta County reflect the diversity, character, needs, and expectations of our community. And those needs and expectations are often extensive, and the services invaluable. Libraries are often the only readily available source of comprehensive information needed by people for personal, family, and job-related purposes. And our community's economy benefits when business people use library resources to make wise business decisions, or employees use it to improve job skills, or the disadvantaged use it to help break the cycle of poverty. During economic hardship, our citizens turn to and depend on the libraries.
Here on Local Motion, we've been speaking with Tracy Einott, Jess Deegan, and Rebecca Pearson for the Delta County Libraries. Let's go back to them for their final comments.
I would just like to tell people that if they have any other questions or would like some more information, that I'm absolutely available. Our board and our district staff, and then also our website, deltalibraries.org, under Our Future is a good place to kind of see where the library's focus is for the future and where we see library services going.
And I think if you go to the webpage and look at the board of directors and write any of them, they'll respond to questions. If you want to go to the Crawford Library, second and fourth Wednesdays, I sit there at 4 o'clock waiting for people to come ask me questions about our library. I also provide tech support. So if you're having some issues with your computer, I could probably mess it up for you. So come on by.
And please stay tuned to KVNF News and Local Motion for more discussion about other ballot measures and election issues that voters will be addressing here in the next couple of weeks. Votes will be tabulated and counted on November 5th. And please listen to KVNF then for all the results and news surrounding the elections on the Western Slope. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.